Hello, this is the Serpent Cast. I am Sophie St. Thomas.
I'm Annabelle Gatt.
And I'm Casey Halter.
And we are here with Vanessa Cuccia, the founder and creator of Chalk Rubs, which you've probably heard of as the beautiful crystal dildos. But before we get to talk about your new product, every guest we have on the Serpent Cast, we start by asking them their sign and their Hogwarts house.
Okay. So I am a Taurus with Gemini rising and Cancer moon. I think I should include those
I love
things.
Cancer moons. I just love Cancer. I'm just pushing
you. Yeah. And you said my Hogwarts house?
Yes, please.
I know nothing about that world.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be shunned.
No, not shunned. Not shunned.
Can you assign me one? Like,
yeah, we can assign you one.
Just
so
tell me one.
You're a Taurus. Mm-hmm. So you're part Hufflepuff.
Okay.
And then you have a Gemini rising, you said? Mm-hmm. So then a Ravenclaw rising. And then you have a Cancer moon. So that's a Slytherin moon. So let me ask you this. Do you more identify with your Taurus side, your Gemini side, or your Cancer side?
Okay. So I just recently began my love affair with my Gemini rising, and because I met with somebody who told me, because I always thought, you know, Gemini, it's like bipolar, it's like this or that, and I kind of never learned about it until this one woman who was there at my launch. I don't know if you met her, Sophie, but anyway, she told me that Gemini is all about, when you embody Gemini, it's all about androgyny. And that really, like, I was like, oh, that makes so much sense for me. So I'm really feeling that
nice
at this moment.
So another Ravenclaw. Yeah, guys. Screw all of you.
Casey, so glad to have another member of Ravenclaw here with us in the studio. Because it's normally just snakes and Slytherin people.
I like Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
We're nerds.
Feels good. It's right good. Now at the Serpent Cast, there is just the most beautiful sculptures, dildos. I don't even know.
I was going to be so much more crass and just say there's a pile of dildos on the table. But Sophie's like, there is a collection.
They look like, we were talking about this. So I was recently at Vanessa's birthday / launch party for something I feel like I should let you talk about. What is Chalk Rubs? What's the new secret?
Sure. So Chalk Rubs, I started 2011, and it's known as the original crystal sex toy company. But I just launched a new line that's called the Forest line, and we're using wood that has been infused and dyed with natural flower and plant essences. And it gets coated with something that makes it completely body safe, non-porous, hypoallergenic, and all this stuff. So, yeah, Sophie was at the launch of that line. And, yeah, it is definitely, you know, if you say to people that don't see it, if you say, like, there's a pile of dildos on the table, they're going to, what are they going to imagine? They're going to think of, like, these very, like, probably plastic, pink.
They need to branch out on the colors. So I'm a sex writer. I literally review dildos and vibrators for a living. And I swear to God, if I have to like upload the image of one more pink vibrator or dildo into a CMS system for like a review, like not everyone likes hot pink.
Yeah.
I like hot pink. I used to have hair that's hot pink, but I'm so tired of masturbating with hot pink silicone. I just am.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, can I overview the colors of all of the dildos we have on the table
yes. Sorry to interrupt you, Casey, but they have names, right?
They do have names, so yeah.
Let's like treat them like they're people.
Yeah, so why doesn't Vanessa introduce each dildo to Casey, and then Casey will also let the listeners know what her impressions are of this new entity
wonderful.
That she was introduced to.
Entity.
Perfect.
Entity,
perfect.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start with maybe the most... Okay, so this is the prism. This is made of clear quartz. So this chalk rub is associated with clarity, and also clear quartz is considered the master healer stone. So in my personal experience, when I use the clear quartz or the prism chalk rub, I get a sense of why I just went through what I went through. So I'll use it after, you know, I've used it after breakups or after arguments, and I'll kind of understand the bigger picture.
Yeah, I was immediately drawn to this one. This was the first one that I picked up as soon as you put them out on the table. It's
It's not just like your normal clear quartz. There's a lot of dimension in it. You kind of look into it. It looks like a sort of mountainscape. And you can see sort of the light reflecting out into these rainbow reflections. It's got a really nice weight. It warms up in your hands when you hold it, which is like what I really love about the idea of a crystal sex toy to begin with. It's like you immediately like start inputting your energy into it and like, I don't know.
Yes.
I really love it.
Yay.
I love it.
Cool. So this one is called Indian Jade. It's made from green aventurine. And this is associated with a heart center. It's a stone of opportunity and luck. So with this one, it's all about putting you in that environment of understanding that everything that you go through is an opportunity. So every single, you know, everything you experience, that's an opportunity for growth, spiritual development. It's also really good for people that are wanting to be open to love later on in life. Yeah. I don't know.
I've always been drawn to adventuring. I'm not sure why. Mm-hmm. I don't know. At first, when I was like, do I just like the name that has adventure in it? But I'm always find myself looking at that stone.
Yeah. We have a few adventuring ones. Yeah.
Would this be like the dildo that if you wanted to like try something new, you'd use?
I think they're all like that. But but yeah, definitely.
Do you want to hold it? You're looking at it. Sophie's looking at it with longing. Forgive me for analyzing your dildos, but for me, adventuring, it perhaps could like be if you wanted to try something new, but it's stone of opportunity to me. So
definitely,
if I was using this, if I wanted to sort of direct my sexual energy for some career goals, I actually feel like I would want to use this one.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly, you know, what that crystal is for in general with these, because we are working with sexual energy mostly, it tends to, the metaphysical properties tend to kind of flow into things relating to that area, but there's no reason why you can't expand off of that, especially if you're somebody that is open to things like sex magic and things like that. So this one is Sireneta.
Someone describe it for our listeners.
Yeah, you want to describe
it? Well, it's got, it's got probably three sort of ridge-like situations on the base of it. And the base has a nice, like, sort of guard on the end of it. It's flared out. It's sort of like your traditional dildo shape in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And it's got a little end that is definitely reminiscent of the head of a penis.
Well, it's ribbed. It would looks like it'd feel very wonderful for an internal massage.
Yeah. And it's also, I mean, the coating that you have on it is really nice. It's like this sheen, once again, like sort of prismatic. It kind of looks a bit crystalline in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just jump in and say that I don't know, your launch had me thinking about flowers and how in so many ways, they're like the most mainstream form of magic. Because, for instance, like I love red roses, and in a way, my partner coming over to give me red roses is a love spell. I feel like the witch community, we don't talk about flower magic as much as we do crystal magic or candle magic or even different. You know, we talk about plants and herbs, but why have we? I almost got like very serious news tone. Have we forgotten about flowers? Like,
well, that's the thing. I think flowers are such a part of our lives, and a part of this was the understanding that, well, because it's when I was creating this, sometimes I create something and the reasoning comes after. So I was already working on this when I remembered. I had thrown a faux like bachelorette party for my friend's 15th birthday, and I made these shirts for the party that said "Buy yourself chocolate, buy yourself flowers, masturbate."
Mm-hmm.
I was 15 years old, and I was already like on that level. But it was because I would always give this advice: if ever you're feeling kind of sad or stuck or whatever, buy yourself flowers. Because a person that is holding flowers, I believe that flowers, no matter what, they have this ability to infuse beauty into a situation. That's why you give flowers at a funeral. Mm-hmm. You give flowers, you know, sympathy or joy, joyous occasions, because no matter what, they have that power. And I was just like realizing that. And this, you know, the first photo shoot that I did for this, the inspiration was to be a classic painting but instead of flowers, it's these dildos. It's, you know, it's that beauty, but it's now taking on this other level of that's pleasure.
Well, you know, we use flowers in our sex lives already so much. Even a cliche like Valentine's Day, sprinkle roses everywhere, or it just shifts the energy. If I clean up my room, if I'm in a bad mood, and then like clean things up and buy myself some flowers to, you know, depending on what the flowers are, just to put some sunflowers in my kitchen or some roses on my love altar, it shifts the energy. And then if I'm in a better mood, I'm going to write better. I'm going to produce mm-hmm. better work. So I love the idea of using flowers to shift the energy of your body rather than just a space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you know? I love that. Yeah. See, it's like, this is new too. So it's like all the meaning is going to start coming out. And I'm just like, yes, like your descriptions are so good and they're so on point. And the name Sirenetta, like I'm giving them meaning through the names and what they're representative. So this one that we're talking about, the Sirenetta, to me, it's reminiscent of a wave. So then that also takes on, and Sirenetta is the Italian name for the siren and the water nymph, the, you know, mermaid, like all of that stuff. And then the flowers too, they're blue. So it's all about emotions and things like that. So it's building all this meaning within this object that is here to bring you pleasure. But it has this depth to it that it's not just physical. It's not just the shape. And it's more of like all the symbolism that is infused in it too.
So for you, Vanessa, Italian, creating this line involved a lot of very personal research. Could you talk some about that?
So when I, like I said, sometimes I'll create something and then understand the why after. But it is very true for me in my creative process that maybe not even just my creative process, in my spiritual growth, or just like growth, I think the clues of who you are stem from a lot of your childhood. That's just like psychology 101. But, you know, instead of like taking a psychology course or whatever, I just like to figure these things out on my own. So I really wanted to make this wood line. I've always loved trees. I will go to trees in my backyard and just like put my hands on it and like talk to them like telekinetically. Like sometimes when I'm writing stuff, I just, you know, have that connection to trees and then flowers. I've always had that. And I just met people along the way that showed me, oh, wood is already a material used in sex toys. And then I always like to do something a little bit different. So the whole idea with dyeing the wood with the flower essence was different for me. So that concept was there. But then when I met with the dye artist, her name is Cara Marie Piazza, she had a meeting after me with this chef who did the food at the event. And we were talking, she just happened to mention that one of her meals was called La Fata Azzurra. And that is the blue fairy in Pinocchio who makes his nose grow in the Italian fairy tale. So,
which is actually, okay, never mind. What? Just like, it's kind of kinky.
Yeah. Oh, that's there. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, so it's like, wait a second. Like, yeah, that the erotic like undertones of that, like that's insane. Mm-hmm. And like, that was so crazy. And the fact that it's Italian and both of these women are Italian. And for me, it's like wanting to get back in touch with those roots and like the strega, the witch in Italian, like I know that that's within me. So this is a reason for me to like dive deep into that aspect of who I am. And that to me is what Chakrabs is. It's always the mission has, or the philosophy behind Chakrabs point blank, is know thyself and thou shalt know the universe and God. So through sexuality, through this communion with yourself, you understand these nooks and crannies of who you are, and you understand through that the world. Yeah. So with each kind of name and the fairy tales, that was always such a strong part of my life. I worked as a fairy princess for tea parties in California when I lived in California. And, you know, that's how I made money for 2 years struggling. Like, even though it was a very fun job, it was a very difficult job, like at the same time. But I loved it because I was running around pretending to be a fairy. This desire that I have to keep magic alive and, you know, understanding that the moral of so many stories in these fairy tales is to to keep believing in magic, even though you grow up and you're taught not to.
So fairies often have their magic wands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we think about, like, for example, in the tarot, there is the wands suit. Wands are symbols of tools of manifestation, and they're also very phallic. So, like, the penis is a tool of manifestation, and so is your finger when, like, you cast a spell, and so is obviously a dildo. Very easily, we can say that especially a dildo made out of crystal, which is a very, as we learned in our episode with Rowan, a piezoelectric, a piezoelectric
conductor.
Do you have any recommendations for people at home who are interested in doing sex magic, or do you have any personal stories or anything you would want someone to know who's trying to get into this kind of sex magic world?
Yeah, my advice for that always is taking it back to, like, the most common denominator, or like the first step first, which people that want to get into it, give yourself permission to feel awkward. Mm-hmm. Give yourself permission to feel like this is a little bit weird, because for people that are open to it, yeah, it might not be weird to think about what you want to manifest when you're pleasuring yourself. But for somebody that is not in this world, that wants to be, my advice is to just be open to being open to that, because that's the only way that you're going to see results. And to allow yourself to feel a little bit uncomfortable and to feel a little bit awkward, to feel a little bit silly. You know, there's so much information online. There's so many books. So my advice is to just, because you're going to be attracted to different things, you know, so find what attracts you. In terms of, like, trying new things, like with sex magic and crystals and whatever, but give yourself permission to feel a little bit weird, because that's part of it, I think, is like the best advice I could give.
If someone has never used a yoni egg before,
yes,
what are some first step instructions you would give them?
So yoni eggs are just little eggs, and they're made out of crystal. Some of them come with a drilled hole and some of them don't. The drilled hole is for putting a string on them. And that's for just peace of mind that you could pull it out, even though it's good to learn how to bird the egg. That's all a part of the process. But it's also for advanced yoni egg practices. For example, vaginal weightlifting, which would be tying something to the end of the strings and seeing how much weight that you could hold up. So I personally am very lazy. You know, yoni eggs have been around for, like, a very long time. Yoni eggs I started carrying because people were requesting it. But I was much more, like, interested in, like, the pleasure aspect of creating just pleasure and internal massage and doing other things, you know, to engage, like, the pelvic floor and things like that. But so for the yoni eggs, there's so many things that you could do. There's courses on it. We give a lot of instructions on our website. But just for me, I'll just put the egg in and I'll, like, do dishes.
I love that. I actually think whether...
Not your Virgo moon would love that.
Well, not just dishes. Okay, yoni eggs or a butt plug, like, mm-hmm. you know, which is a butt plug can also be, it's everything's fucking magical, whatever. You know, it helps loosen up your butthole before sex. But, like, I love the idea of whether it's, like, a yoni egg or a butt plug, wearing it, doing the most mundane tasks.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a kink of mine, because it's not
Virgo
always...
moon.
I have a Virgo moon.
Nice.
But yes, I'm with you.
No, it's too brief. It's too, one, you, it's like, first of all, I love things that, like, just bring pleasure into, like, regular things. Like, that's the whole thing of, like, making your art, your life art, like an art project, you know, bringing beauty into every aspect, and, like, having a yoni egg inside of you while you're doing something mundane. Like, that's fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's just encouraging pleasure, and that's encouraging health, and that's encouraging, you know, it's so simple.
Have you had any feedback from your customers of any, like, supernatural or magical things
shit.
That happened with their chakras?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, I have heard, first of all, people typically get, like, reviews like, oh, this is a great product, got it in, you know, a few days, great packaging, whatever. My reviews come in the form of, like, 3-page essays about, like, okay, wow. So, and then it's also like one thing that I also get in the reviews is like people love to then share, like become, they're suddenly teachers. Like, you know, you do this with your chakra and feel this way. And I just love it. It's like beautiful. But yeah, I've heard people that use chakras having Kundalini awakenings. I have one of my friends who was one of the first like people in my focus group, so to speak, to try the first prototypes. She said that she was seeing like these crazy colors and like geometrical shapes while she was like orgasming with the chakra. That's a very like normal thing for me to get feedback on. Space orgasms. Somebody has used the term space. She's experienced space orgasms, which I'm not exactly sure what that means. I think she was brought to like outer space or something.
She's probably an Aquarius.
Probably. Yeah. So I've definitely gotten that kind of feedback. And then I also get feedback that's a little bit more grounded, but still very meaningful. Like people, you know, just feel like they're healing sexual trauma, or they're healing from, you know, after they have like an abortion or something, or they're using this to like give themselves in that space love. And I've definitely had magical experiences like with my chakras. I think that I've been successful because of the magic that I do with my own products, you know? And yeah, so definitely a typical thing for me to receive that kind of feedback.
I love that question. I want to ask you one more thing. Tell us who Forrest is.
Okay. So she's referring to in the wood line, the forest line. There is it's a penis.
Poor Forrest didn't get to come today.
He didn't get to come. But so it's the forest line, which is made of wood, but it's the forest product is spelled with two R's. The name Forrest was actually, it came before we called like a large wooded area forest, because the name forest was reserved for somebody that had, quote, a lot of wood. So like
big dick.
So anyway, Forrest, the man who's actually carving these pieces in the shop in Long Island, he actually came to me really wanting to make one that was a dick, basically. And I was like, I don't know, like, you know, I'm not sure if I want to start with that. And I said, the only way that I would do that is if we do one circumcised, one uncircumcised. And that was kind of my only like instruction. So Forrest isn't actually
that's wonderful
based on like a person, although the actual like builder, you know, the guy who's carving the wood, maybe it's based on him. But I think we all have
a Forrest in our life, in our past.
I've had a few, actually. So I think it's like a combination, you know. I mean, I don't want to say like, oh, it's modeled after my boyfriend's dick. Like, I don't know if that's like not cool to do that type of thing. Like, I'm selling like a model of my boyfriend's penis or the guy who's making them's penis. But yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, let's talk about your book. I love books.
So it's releasing June 12th. It's called Crystal Healing and Sacred Pleasure. It's kind of the methods that I've developed through creating chakras, which it's very informative about crystals, but it's using crystals as a support system as you go through the roadmap of yourself through the energy centers to create pleasure and self-love rituals, just to, you know, incorporate that into your life. And again, it goes back to that philosophy, know thyself, thou know the universe and God. So it's all infused into that. And yeah, while I was writing that, that's when I was going to that tree and like kind of asking that tree for guidance, which is interesting because that was all about crystals. But through that, I was starting to kind of like go into the tree hugger like side of who I am. But yeah, the book is really beautiful. My sister took the photos for it, and it's very informative. It has a lot of information about crystals and chakra system, and then just also a lot of encouragement to just touch yourself and, yay, you know, bring pleasure into your everyday awareness.
So if someone wants to follow you on Instagram or Twitter or check out your website, what's all the information?
It's all at Chakrubs. So C-H-A-K-R-U-B-S. That's on Instagram and Twitter. And the website is chakrubs.com. The book is called Crystal Healing and Sacred Pleasure. Everything is there. And we're very present and open to people asking us questions and everything like that. So reach out.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming,
Thank
Vanessa.
Thank you so much for
Thank
coming.
Thank you
for
having me.
Showing
Thank
us you. This pile of beautiful wooden and crystal dildos in front of us.
They are really gorgeous. So, like, if you're listening along, you should go to the website and look at them, because
we'll post a link in the show notes. You have to see them.
These are like the classiest sex toy you can buy.
Yeah, like even
they're
like
sculptures.
Even the one with ridges on it, which like clearly looks like a sex toy. It's the sort of thing that if you like put it on your bookshelf, I don't think anyone passing by would be like, oh wait, someone left
a
dildo out.
She made a stand.
Out.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
it looks like a sculpture. It looks like a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Display your dildos. There's nothing to be ashamed of them. And, yep. And Vanessa has a stand along with this. I'm just like yes. You know, PR person all of a sudden.
The Strega. It's called the Strega, and it's the wooden stand that's really beautiful too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
A little message for all our listeners at home. We have a Patreon, so you should go check it out. And you should also follow us on Instagram and at Twitter at The Serpent Cast. Good night.